Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. It's back to school week. AccuWeather's Brian Thompson has a look at what we can expect.
Yeah, Suzanne, and really a nice stretch of weather here as we head throughout the next few days. We're still looking at high temperatures, mostly in the 70s. It's going to be a little cool in the morning. Might want a jacket, might want to dress the kids in something a little heavier first thing in the morning, but it'll be pretty warm by the afternoon. Temperatures into the mid to upper 70s with low humidity, but temperatures to start the next couple of days, again, we'll be on the cool side. Many suburbs into the 50s. Some spots may even be in the 40s early tomorrow morning. Suzanne?
Brian, thank you. A former top aide to Governor Hochul, who also worked with her predecessor, Andrew Cuomo, is facing federal charges accused of acting as an agent for China.
Linda Sun was fired as deputy chief of staff to Governor Hochul last year. Prosecutors now say she used that position to promote an agenda of the Chinese Communist Party. Prosecutors say Sun was working at the direction of the Chinese government, sending out official New York State invites to Chinese officials without authorization, which then led to those Chinese officials coming here illegally. And prosecutors say Sun and her husband got big-time kickbacks from China for doing this. And they allegedly laundered millions of dollars, including for their $4 million home in Manhasset and a condo in Hawaii. Charges against both Sun and her husband include money laundering conspiracy. Sun herself is also charged with visa fraud and alien smuggling. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in downtown Brooklyn.
A fiery end to an argument in South Brunswick where police in New Jersey say Leonard Jones set his girlfriend's family home on fire after the pair got into a fight. No word on what sparked the argument, but police have gotten complaints about Jones before. Thankfully, everyone in the home made it out and no one was hurt. Jones has been charged with aggravated arson. Anti-Israel protests once again rocking Columbia University. The masked demonstrators greeted students as they returned to campus for the first day of classes, and police arrested two protesters so far.
Demonstrators walked outside the gates, calling on students to boycott classes as they continue their demand that Columbia divest from companies that do business with Israel. This student said she supports the protesters but went to class.
Of course it's disruptive, but like it seems it could be a privilege for me to just be in like a New York City in an Ivy League school and just be too worried about my inconveniences when I know that there's other people who are suffering.
Another student who is Jewish and didn't want to go on tape told me the situation in Israel is tragic, but he is tired of the disruption to his education. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Columbia University.
It is the first day of school for some 40,000 Newark public school students, and this year they'll be spending more time in class. The school day has been extended and now runs from 8:15 in the morning until 3:05 in the afternoon. That's an additional 20 minutes for elementary students and 25 more for high school students. Changes are coming to Great Adventure in New Jersey. Beginning Saturday, the amusement park won't allow kids under 16 in at night unless they're accompanied by someone 21 or older. The ban comes in response to an increase in unruly behavior at theme parks across the country. Six Flags says they just want to keep everyone safe. Right now, the policy goes into effect beginning at 5 p.m., but the park reserves the right to start enforcing it earlier in the day, if need be. Well, the G train, Summer of Pain, it has finally come to an end.
11 miles of this subway line built, the G train that connects Brooklyn to Queens, fully back online after a summer of partial interruption. But talk about relief. Listen to these riders.
I used to take the bus to reach work 9 o'clock, and it took me 2 hours or more. Now the G train, it took me like a hour or less, a little less. So I'm happy.
Lisa all smiles, waiting for the train on the platform.
I'm so happy the G's back because it's easier for me to get to work.
Can you explain a little bit what your routine is now?
I take the G to Court Square and then the E or the M to 51st and Lex.
What were you doing before?
The L to 14th and Union Square and then to the 6th.
Next for the tunnel, a massive Wi-Fi installation. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at the G Station, Metropolitan Avenue.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo is lashing out ahead of his congressional appearance next week. He'll be testifying publicly about his controversial COVID-era nursing home advisory. His spokesman saying today that, quote, despite this master class in gaslighting, the facts speak for themselves. And he cites a study based on CDC data that shows New York had a lower nursing home death rate compared to other states. He also blasts MAGA Republicans and other committee members, calling it, quote, a farce headed by a foot doctor, Trump's personal physician and representative with PhD in QAnon. We're just days away from the New York Roadrunners New Balance Fifth Avenue Mile, and we're learning that 20 Olympians will be among those lacing up for Sunday's race. They include women's world champ Emma Coburn. She came back from an injury and says she's looking forward to the event. It's one of 60 races produced by the New York Roadrunners Club.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.